This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Righto, kick it in the guts, Trev.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. I'm Ken Morrison, and this is a program called Made in New Zealand, where I get to talk to Kiwi musicians about their music. And today it's my pleasure to be talking to Marianne Lee, an emerging indie pop artist. Marianne garnered attention with her EP Simple Things and is currently writing and recording her third EP, which has a planned release for the summer of 2024. Marianne is embarking on a nationwide tour and will be playing a gig in Napier on the 14th of December with Danica Bride. Marianne, welcome to Made in New Zealand.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be playing a show.
Right, my pleasure. Now, before we talk about your tour, just take us through your journey, Marianne, your journey into music. Where did it all start for you?
It all started at a ukulele group in my primary school.
Yeah.
That's when I started writing songs, which is kind of funny to say. But yeah, I was 10 years old and I started writing songs, and it all just kind of started there.
Now, I suppose most of us as children, when I was at school, I learned to play the recorder for about 10 minutes, but then I sort of let it slide. But who inspired you to keep going to bring you to where you are today?
I don't know, to be honest. I think it's just like a genuine love that I have for music and creating. It just fuels me. It just really fulfills me. And I just find that nothing else makes me as happy, and I just feel like that's kind of my purpose, is to write music. And I write about my life, and so when things happen in my life, like when I moved to London to pursue music in January of this year, it's reflected in my music and it helps me process it. And it's just like, it's just my favorite thing to do.
Does your music fit in a box? Is it country music? Is it folk music? How would you describe your music?
It depends which song you're listening to, but I'd say it falls in the realm of indie pop. Some stuff is more punk pop, though, especially the new stuff.
Now, you write your own songs. Is that process, does it come easy to you? You mentioned that it's a reflection of your life in some cases, but other times you say, I might write a song about this, and then you sit down and the process begins from there. How does that work?
Yeah, songwriting always kind of happens differently, but I find that I usually get some kind of inspiration, or just like, it almost feels like like I have no other choice but to write. Like I'll want to just watch Netflix, or maybe I'm tired and it's late at night but I have a song idea, and I just feel like I have to write. Like there's not a choice there, so I have an initial idea, and then it takes some work and a few hours to fully craft the song.
And when you're looking at music, Marianne, and you've been playing music and writing songs for so many years now, and although you're young, you started early, what's the dream? What's the dream for Marianne in music? Where do you think music's going? Where do you hope music's going to take you?
I want to go all the way. So I had the best time playing my first international show in London in, I believe it was June or July of this year. And I just want to keep touring. I want to open for other artists. I want to keep playing with my band, and I want to release albums. And it would be amazing to be a touring recording artist.
Do you think you can make it in New Zealand, Marianne, or do you have to go? I mean, you've already been overseas and played. Do you have to go overseas to get that exposure so that you can be, for want of a better word, a big name? Or can you do it from good old New Zealand?
I'm not too sure. I reckon it's different for everyone, but, going abroad definitely put me in, like, when friends ask me how I did it, because I worked completely on my own, I just say, I was just kind of in, work mode. Like I got there and I was like, well, I have a purpose and I have a goal and I have to just keep working towards it. I feel like it's different for everyone, and for me it was always something I wanted to explore, and it worked out for me. But I feel like you just go where you can create the music. That's the most important thing.
Would you rather be on the roads playing your music, or would you rather be in the studio creating your music? What works best for you? What appeals to you the most?
Would I rather be on the road or in the studio?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably rather be in the studio, I reckon. I love performing live too, but the studio is just kind of magical. You can turn it into a song straight away.
Now, when you reflect on your career to date, I wonder, is there a standout moment which says, oh, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing?
A moment for me was when I signed with my manager, and I met him in London, so he's a UK-based manager. This year, it was a huge, mom, I made it kind of moment. And I had one of those moments thinking, this is why I do it. When I was in London playing my headline show, and I had people in the audience singing back the lyrics to me, and I felt, I just felt like, I just can't believe I'm here, kind of thing.
That is a wow moment.
Yeah.
Now, you're working on a new EP. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I have a new EP coming out in summer of next year, European summer. So first single will be coming out around March, April time. And I'm super excited about that. It's songs that I wrote before the move, during, you know, while I was over there, and then a few that I wrote just a few months ago. So it's kind of following my journey to date, and it's just my best work yet. So I'm really excited to put it out there.
Now, Lucky Hawks Bay, you're coming to Napier on the 14th of December. Where are you going to be playing?
We're going to be playing at Row Cop Speakeasy. So I hear that it's their first ever live music event. So I'm super excited to be doing that. And I'm playing alongside Danica Bryant, which is fantastic.
Okay, look, thanks for being with us on Made in New Zealand, Marianne. We're going to finish the program with a couple of your songs, a couple of your new songs. One is called I Don't Care, and the other one is called Without Me. Tell me about those songs before we play them. What do they mean to you?
I Don't Care is a song, it's my latest single, and it's a song that I wrote about FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, and I wrote it on a Friday night when I had no plans and all my friends were out doing fun things and I just felt incredibly boring. So I wrote the song being like, you know, I don't care what you're doing and whatever. And then Without Me is a song that I wrote about a friendship breakup that I experienced coming out of high school, and it was kind of like a growing up moment and saying goodbye to people. And just kind of a moment for me realizing not everyone is meant in your life forever.
Oh, no. A couple of songs full of angst there.
Yeah.
We wish you well for the future. Thank you very much for talking with us on Made in New Zealand. And we'll look forward to talking to you again in the very near future. I got this vision of you staying out late. She takes you back, you're thinking it's a mistake. If love were fair, we'd all be playing the game. But that's not what we do. I'm sleeping on the other side of the bed. Don't need no friends with all these thoughts in my head. You're saying things I would rather forget, but that's not what we do. And I can smell it, so I'm you.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.